Hello?
Yes, can I speak with Clint, please?
Yeah, you talking to him?
Yeah, Clint.
Yeah.
My name is Pat Fuller. I got an act called the Pat Fuller Review, and I've got to go out and do a job in Las Vegas. I wanted to call you and give you all the details on it first and see if you would be into doing it.
Uh-huh.
I've got to go out to the Golden Nugget for a week.
Uh-huh.
I do 4 shows a day out there, and each show is about 2 hours. I work from 5 to 7 in the afternoon. It's kind of a dinner thing.
Yeah.
And then we do a major lounge thing from 8 to 10. Then we do a late show from 11 to 1. And then we do a late, late show from 2 to 4. We're finished at 4 in the morning. And would you be interested in going?
Yeah. Are you kidding?
Okay. It pays $275 for the whole gig for the week.
Well, it's better than what I'm making this week.
Okay. I play guitar and sing, and I also double on clarinet.
All right. Great.
And then we have a keyboard player, and he plays a Hammond B3, and then he kicks bass pedals. We won't be taking a bass player.
All right. Well, that's good.
Do you read music?
No, sure don't.
Because I've got one medley that's got 12 songs in it. Well, that's okay. I'll try to work around it. Now, you're not going to have to take drums, Clint.
Okay.
I've got a set of drums here that I like to use in the show. Do you remember those drums that were egg-shaped and oblong and had all kinds of funny shapes on them?
Not really.
They were real big back in the 60s. And what I did is I painted them. I put a gold sparkly paint on them.
Right.
And they're real bright. And then I've got little silver stars that are cut out that goes right on the drum. And then I put lacquer over that. And boy, they look so, they're so showy. I have people come up all the time and take pictures of them. And that impresses club owners. They love that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, Clint, can I get some sizes from you? We've got some outfits that you can, I don't know, how big are you? Are you fat?
No, I ain't super fat. No, I got a gut, but it ain't, you know, I ain't super fat.
Is it a big gut? Yeah, what's your waist?
34.
Okay, and your shirt size?
My shirt size, I usually wear extra larges, but...
Ooh.
Extra
large would be what, like a 17?
Yeah, I think 17 or 17 and a half, something like that.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what I've got. I've got a 16 here. We'll try to squeeze you into that. This is show clothes I got from a guy in Hollywood. It's flashy stuff. I've had it paid for forever, and I just like to use it when I can. This is a show, Clint. This is not a lounge thing at all. I've got to do a real good job on this. If these gold suits I've got don't fit you, I don't know what I'm going to do, Clint. Now, you know me. Hey, I'm just a good old boy, basically, and if I'd go in there in swimming trunks, you know, and do the gig.
Do you drive out there?
Yeah, we have a... excuse me. I have a 69 Plymouth wagon that's got a brand new engine in it, and it just runs great, and there's plenty of room in it. It's big. It's the big wagon, the big wagon. It's a huge wagon,
okay.
Plymouth wagon. And then we pull a, I'll rent, excuse me, I'll rent a U-Haul, the smallest one I can get, you know, to get all the equipment in. And I do need to get you to help me drive. Would you please do that?
Well, yeah, that, I mean, that's understandable.
Yeah.
I don't mind driving.
Okay. Now, here's another thing. We're going to be staying at the Lone Oak Motel. It's in Durango. It's just about 20 miles north of Las Vegas.
Uh-huh.
The Nugget, we just wanted too much for rooms, and I told them to stick it.
Yeah.
20 miles is not too bad, though, and it's really pretty out there. You don't mind rehearsing a little bit?
No.
Mm-hmm. The rehearsing's going to have to start on October the 6th.
Okay.
I've got SIR. I got a friend over there that owes me a favor, and he said, look, I've got a small studio over here you can just borrow. It's kind of small. It's back off of the main. They got two main rooms over there, and then they've got this little bitty room that used to have a boiler in it to heat the place. It's a concrete floor, and it's a little muggy in there, but we'll take a couple box fans over there. It'll be fine. We start at noon now, and I've got it until midnight. Now, you won't have to be there the whole time. We'll take just a little bit out of each hour to work on some vocals, because I want some strong harmony.
Yeah.
We got 6 days to work there, you know, in rehearsal.
Right.
We'll leave right after the rehearsal on the 13th when we get through at midnight.
Yeah.
We'll be heading right out, because it's a long ways out to Durango.
Yeah.
Now, I want to warn you about something else. This is no major issue. I'm sure you've been around these people before, but the keyboard player, he'll stay out of your way, but he is... How do I put this? He's not into women, okay?
He's a fag?
He's a fag, I guess is the best way to put it.
Oh, fuck.
Great, I know,
man.
I know, but I tell you, he'll leave you alone. He's been with me off and on for about 8 years now, and he won't bother you, I promise. Yeah, and if he does, you're just going to have to set him straight, but I don't think he will.
Well, does he get his own room?
No, the budget doesn't allow that. It's a big room. It's got two double beds, and then we'll get a roll-away, and I'll pay for the roll-away. Don't worry about that. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry.
How many nights is it in that week?
Well, we work 6 nights straight.
6 nights, 8 hours a day?
Yeah. It's 4 shows a day. Like I say, it goes quick.
Yeah, that's cool. That's
okay. I like your attitude, Clint. I tell you what, if this works out, we may have to do something else down the road. And I think that pretty much is it.